The American Indian Alaska Native population has the highest incidence of cancer in the United States, but the Indian Health Service covers only a fraction of this population's healthcare needs and generally can't provide specialty care, including cancer care. I'm Stephen Morrissey, managing editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, and I'm talking with Amanda Janets, an associate professor at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Hudson College of Public Health. Dr. Janets has co-authored a perspective article about a navigation program for American Indian and Alaska Native people with cancer as part of the journal's series of brief case studies of anti-discrimination initiatives. Dr. Janets, what factors contribute to these high rates of cancer in the American Indian Alaska Native population?
Yeah, it's really a multifactorial issue, and we're still trying to uncover all of the reasons, of course. But high smoking prevalence in American Indian Alaska Native populations, which has declined over time, but is still higher than non-American Indian Alaska Native populations, but also lower screening uptake. So needs for access to cancer screening services, which can be challenged in terms of whether the Indian Health Service or the tribal health system is able to provide those screening services. So having policies that make that access easier, but also education of the population about the importance of these screenings and timely identification of cancer are some of the main drivers.
What structures exist to provide health care to American Indian and Alaska Native people?
It's a really complex and somewhat fragmented system, especially when specialty care is needed that's not covered through the traditional Indian Health Service programs. So healthcare for Native Americans in the United States is comprised by the Indian Health Service, which is the federal program through Health and Human Services. And there are also tribally administered health facilities, where the tribes administer their own healthcare systems with support from Indian Health Service, and also urban Indian health facilities that primarily are situated within urban communities across the United States, though they have a smaller number of clinics than many of the IHS or tribal administered clinics.
So you say in your perspective article that several interrelated challenges contribute to the complexities of coordinating cancer care in this population. What are some of those challenges?
Funding limitations are a major challenge in terms of funding for Indian Health Service, which has been historically underfunded compared to other healthcare expenditures in the United States. And this can make referrals to outside non-Indian Health Service facilities more challenging based on what resources are available to pay for those funds through what's called the Purchase and Referred Care System. There may be eligibility restrictions. Prior authorization requirements are complex to navigate for both the Indian Health Service or tribal health facility, the oncology providing facility or non-tribal facility, and also the burden on the patient to try to navigate this complex system, especially in a time of high stress with a new cancer diagnosis, as an example.
So in your article, you describe what you call the American Indian Navigation Program. When was that program created and what problems was it intended to address?
So our American Indian Navigation Program at the Stevenson Cancer Center began in 2012. So it's served a little over 4,000 American Indian Alaska Native patients from 65 tribes since that time. And this program was developed to help serve the American Indian patients who are referred to the Stevenson Cancer Center from a tribal or urban Indian health facility, help ensure those authorizations are obtained and proper referrals are obtained for cancer care, to help facilitate that cancer treatment, lab work, diagnostic and imaging tests, along with other relevant services, and also help with supportive care services.
You also talk in your article about a pilot program that involved providing enhanced navigator services to some patients. What did that program consist of, and what have you learned from the results?
This program was funded by the American Cancer Society, and we were able to have a nurse navigator who was in addition to the team. The American Indian Navigation team includes non-clinical staff who do have cultural knowledge about the tribal health systems, and work closely with the patients and then the health systems as well. But for this project, we added a nurse navigator, and we also added a community advisory board to help guide the project and what types of areas we should focus on, including clinical trials, education for both patients and providers, in addition to assessing financial hardship and psychosocial needs, or some of this wasn't being done consistently in the clinic. So for these patients, which was a convenient sample, we evaluated some of these metrics and identified that there were needs in transportation, lodging, and completion of advance directives. We also saw that there is a decrease in the number of patients who are missing appointments during this short pilot project and an increase in depression screening rates during this time as well.
Is that pilot program going to continue? And how many patients has it actually assisted?
We recruited and served 128 patients through the pilot program. And our next steps, we were recently funded through the National Institutes of Health for our care coordination and communication program that focuses on working collaboratively with the tribal health system. So we're really just getting going on this project. So we hope to expand on the work that we did in the pilot. We're proposing that we implement regular virtual care coordination meetings, which we call huddles. We piloted those as well in the initial program, and we hope to expand that and conduct a randomized clinical trial comparing this enhanced navigation with these huddles with usual care that includes the traditional American Indian navigation services that are part of care at the cancer center.
Finally, what guidance would you share with other institutions that might be interested in implementing a similar navigation program?
I think that communication and collaboration with community partners, so whether those are tribal clinical partners or other community-based health centers, that close communication and collaboration and really investing in and listening to what the needs are of the community will really help to improve that communication and understanding that that bi-directional communication is what's needed, because there are challenges on both sides, whether it's the clinical side at the cancer center or the tribal or community-based health clinic. So that bi-directional care coordination and communication, we hope and we believe will improve healthcare outcomes for our American Indian patients with cancer.
Thank you, Dr. Janitz. Funding for this podcast is provided by the Doris Duke Foundation, committed to building a creative, equitable, and sustainable future.